This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 18. And in this episode, we're talking about the value of using Facebook ads to grow your email list. So if you feel like your email list has been stagnant, you want more growth, or you want faster growth, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey, 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 not so average marketer. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Now, this week is going to be a good one because we're going to talk about Facebook ads and how you can use them to grow your email list. But before we dive into that, I want to talk to you about the importance of your email list. Now, the reality is that in the online marketing space, we already know, hey, the money's in the list. Grow your email list. You should always be list building. We know that in our brain, so to speak. Or if you're new, you might not, and that's okay. But if you've been around for a while, you know, hey, I should be growing my email list every single day. And where a lot of people struggle is that they say, oh, I can, you know, just post on social media. Maybe I'll do Instagram reels or Facebook posts or Instagram posts or TikToks. And we kind of cross our fingers and say, okay, this is going to be it. This is going to be that post or video that goes viral and really grows my email list. But what I find is that for the majority of people, while yes, those are powerful tools and you should leverage them, we come up against a wall where we're not seeing the growth that we want to see. We're not getting the results that we want to get in the long term. And so what I tell people all the time is, look, you need to set up a Facebook ad, $5, $10, $20 a day, it doesn't matter, that grows your email list every single day, okay? Here's the truth. You can't be everywhere at once. You just can't. You can try, but you can't post on Instagram every single day and Facebook every single day and make a TikTok and make a reel and send an email and. And when we talk about growing our list organically, a lot of times we get swept up into that hand of like, how do I actually make this happen and get good results? And so, yes, organic marketing is good, but this is how I like to explain it to people. You have two major resources in your business. You have time and you have money. Now, you may not have a lot of one or the other. You might be running a full-time or working full-time, running a household, managing kids, and that means your time is really limited. Or you might just be starting your business with a little bit of money that you scrape together from your job, and you're like, I've got a couple thousand dollars and I'm going all in on this, but your money is limited and you've got all the time in the world, right? Generally, we're somewhere in the middle. We have a little bit of time, a little bit of money. There can always be more, right? But when you're doing organic marketing, you're spending your time resource. You're spending the time to do things. When you're spending your money resource, you're actually buying back not just your leads, but your time. Because, for example, I set up a Facebook ad several weeks ago, and this Facebook ad has been running for a while. It's brought in around 700 leads at about $30 to $35 a day. We do spend a little bit more on our list building than you have to start with, but we've brought in all of these leads without having to put more time in. We set up the ad once, and now we've brought in 727 leads at $1.16 a piece. So when your time is limited, you have to invest your resources in another way. And this is what I'm such a fan of, because with ads, you literally get to buy back your time. You literally get to say, hey, I know my time is limited, but I'm going to invest my money into buying back more time. So when you think about list building, I want you to think not only, hey, I'm doing something to grow my email list, I'm also doing something to buy back my time. Now, if you're still on the fence and you're like, okay, Zach, this sounds great in theory, but I don't have a ton of money to spend on ads right now. Even $10 a day feels like a stretch. I totally get that. Here's what I will tell you. If you can come up with $5 to $10 a day and even just add 2 to 3 leads to your list a day, that is, you know, 50 to 100 new people a month that you can expose to your offers and your content. And here's the thing. I just want to give you some insights. Two places that we've leveraged our list that aren't just direct sales. Like, obviously, when you grow your email list, it's easier to launch. It's easier to market your products. You just send out an email. People are interested. That's great. However, you also have other benefits. So one of the benefits that we've seen is our podcast. So over the last 90 days, we've actually seen our podcast going up month over month because we're putting the time into promoting our podcast to our email list. And we also have our podcast in our sequence when people first join our email list. So we're getting more downloads of our podcast month over month because we're growing our email list. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, but we're also promoting the podcast to all the new leads that join our email list. Pretty cool, right? Another example, we launched a YouTube channel, and we'll link that up in the show notes, but we launched a YouTube channel, and with that YouTube channel, we actually ended up getting over 250 views organically from our email list for our one of our first produced videos. And we ended up, because of that, kind of pushing our video further into the YouTube algorithm, and we had about 20% of our video views actually came from YouTube. And we ended up with over 350 views on that video in the first week alone. And now it's getting picked up by YouTube. It's showing up in the YouTube feeds and the search and the suggested videos. And that is in part because we promoted the video with our email list. So I want you to understand that yes, growing your email list can help you generate more sales. Yes, growing your email list is essential to growing your business. However, the reality is that growing your email list also has all these side benefits that help you reach more people, engage more people, and drive more content into the fold. Okay, drive more people into your content fold. So how do we grow our email list with Facebook ads? That's the big question, right? I think the first part of this podcast, I know it's silly because you probably are like, yeah, I know I need a list, but I just want to drive home the benefits of having a list. That ability to just instantly connect with thousands of people via email is huge, and it will help you sell more. And it will also grow your audience, right? So how do we actually do this? Well, we've started using Facebook lead ads. And Facebook lead ads have been a really powerful tool in our arsenal to grow our email list. In December of 2021, we ran an experiment to see if we could get 3,000 people on our email list using Facebook lead ads in 30 days or less. And we did. We hit over 3,050 people onto our email list in 30 days. And there's 31 days in December, so we actually ended up with over 3,100 people on our email list in the month of December. It was a game changer because we now had thousands of new people that we could promote to. And in the month of January, we did a launch. We promoted to this new email list, and we ended up having one of the biggest launches of our membership program to date. So lead ads, I've said it a few times, but you might be wondering, what the heck is a Facebook lead ad? So traditionally with Facebook ads or with growing your email list, what you do is you drive traffic to a landing page on your website, right? You drive traffic to your website, and then from there, people enter their name and email, they go to your thank you page, yada, yada, blah, 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 all that good stuff. But with a lead ad, the entire opt-in process actually takes place on Facebook. Okay, so what happens is somebody clicks on an ad, and instead of taking them to a page where they can opt in with their name and email, it pulls up what we call an on Facebook form. And the Facebook form, they actually fill in their name and email there, agree to your privacy policy there, and then it takes them to a thank you page all on Facebook. Now, what's really cool about this is that the Facebook thank you page actually has a link where about 50-80%, depending on your audience, percent of people will click on that link, leave Facebook, and go to your website. It's pretty darn cool, okay? So why do we use Facebook lead ads versus sending people to our website? Well, there's three big reasons. Number one, they tend to be cheaper. So Facebook appears to be rewarding us for using lead ads by giving us cheaper leads. They're like, hey, if you're going to run these ads, then we're going to give you cheap leads. And it works super well. Number two, because all the activity happens on Facebook, you might have heard a little bit about iOS 14 and how it's affecting Facebook ad tracking. Well, Facebook can track everything that happens on their platform, regardless of the iOS 14 update. So when you have people opting into your lead form on Facebook, you can still track them. You can retarget them, and you can do it with a much higher level of accuracy, 90% plus accuracy. And that's really, really powerful as you create your Facebook funnels. The third reason is that we get a really, really, really high conversion rate. So traditionally, when we run an opt-in on our website, we get a 35 to 45% opt-in rate, right? Not too bad. Pretty darn good, actually. We're pretty happy with that. But our lead ad that I was talking about earlier, where we've brought in over 700 leads, 30 to 45% of people opt in when we go to our website. 73.5% of people who click on our ad on Facebook put in their name and email and join our list. That's nearly double. So it cost us less money outright, but because it converts at a higher price point, it also means our cost per lead is some of the cheapest that we get. And that is really darn powerful. So I just want to encourage you, if you haven't tried lead ads yet, they can be a really powerful asset to your business, and they're something that you should consider running. Now, there's one other piece to this that I want to point out, and that is that if people enter their name and email on Facebook, you might be saying, well, how do they end up on my email list? And it's a great question, because you do need a third-party piece of software. You need to set it up so that people who enter their name and email are synced with your email list. And so we use ConvertKit, and with ConvertKit and Facebook, we use a software called Save My Leads. And what Save My Leads does is it's basically a bridge between Facebook world and ConvertKit world. Now, there's a number of different softwares. I will tell you, Save My Leads doesn't integrate with everything. It doesn't integrate with Kajabi, for example. But there are three softwares that we recommend. Zapier integrates with pretty much everything. It's a little more complicated to set up, but it's one of the cheaper options. The second one is called Integrately. Integrately is a newer software, but it works really well. And Save My Leads is my favorite because it's super easy to set up and super simple to create, okay? So you'll need a third-party piece of software. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Zach, I've got to spend $20-$30 a month on software just to run Facebook ads. You don't have to, but I recommend it. And the reason I recommend it is because not only will you get more leads, you'll get them for less. So let's just say you're spending $10 a day on Facebook ads, okay? And let's say you would pay $3 a lead if you sent them to your website and $2 a lead with lead ads. Well, over the course of 30 days, you're actually saving about $3 to $4 per day, right? Because it's cheaper to get the lead ads. And you're taking, over the month, $90 to $120 in savings, and you're spending $20 to $30 of it on a software. So at the end of the day, you're still saving money and getting those leads, right? Now, I know what a lot of people say about lead ads. If you haven't heard this before, that's okay. But some people say, well, what about the quality of the leads, right? If somebody's entering their name and email on Facebook, are they even a quality lead? And I tell people, look, First off, we have discovered that they are quality leads. Our most recent launch converted at 7.9%. We ended up getting really great engagement from our email list, high engagement rate for our challenge, high engagement rate for our launch as a whole. It did really well, right? So that's the first thing. We have found that the quality is not diminished because we're using a lead ad. The second thing I tell people is, even if your list were to convert a little bit lower, that's okay, because we find that the click-through rate and the engagement rate on our content stays about the same. So even though lead ads might be like slightly colder in a sense, they might be less likely to convert right up front, they're just as likely to read my blogs, read my podcast, listen to my videos, join my groups. And that means I can warm these people up beyond just saying, hey, buy my stuff. Right? So I can really get people warm and show them, hey, even if you don't buy right away, I know you're engaging with my content, right? So I just want you to think about this. There's so much value in growing your list beyond just, oh, do I make a sale right up front? Now, yes, we want to make money, right? I'm not saying ignore your cost, but what I am saying is I'd rather double my list with leads that take 30 to 60 days to convert than have my list grow slower with leads that convert right away, right? Because ultimately that top line revenue, that top line return on ad spend is gonna be similar, but now I've got more people in my audience, which helps me do incredible things, grow my podcast, grow my blog, get more traffic, get more sales. So just remember that there's benefit to volume, even if it's not as highly engaged, but even still, we find that we get really great engagement, just to be honest. We find really good engagement with our content. So that's Facebook lead ads. That's why we run them. So just to give you a quick recap of what we covered today, number one, you want to grow your email list, right? It's really important that you always be growing that list because there's so many benefits. One thing that we didn't talk about is like joint ventures and affiliates and even like book deals. When people come to you to work with you, or you want to promote someone else's offer, they want to know that you've got an email list. So it's really important. We talked about the benefits of growing our podcast, our blog, our YouTube channel, and how we're continuing to grow our list as a byproduct of our ads, and our audience and our influence as a byproduct of our list. The third thing we talked about is lead ads. And lead ads are cheaper, convert higher, and ultimately bring more leads to your list at a lower cost than traditional conversion Facebook ads where you drive traffic over to your website. And we also talked about how you'll need a third-party software to connect Facebook and bridge it over to your email system. So we talked about Zapier, we talked about Integrately, and we talked about Save My Leads. And all of those work super, super well. Okay. And then the last thing that I just want to touch on is, look, you can invest time and or money into your business. And ideally, you're investing both. Ideally, you're moving forward in the process. Ideally, you've got more money and more time. But the reality is we live in the gray. We live in that middle space where if we don't have a ton of time, we have to leverage our finances to get us ahead. And if we have a lot of finances, we have to leverage those to buy back more time. Okay. So with all of that being said, I know that there's some of you listening to this podcast saying, oh my gosh, Zach, this is great, but how about the logistics of running lead ads? What should I actually do? Like, what buttons do I click? How do I get everything set up? I'm totally in on lead ads, but what the heck do I do to run them? And for those of you who are thinking that, I want to let you know that for literally through the end of today, if you're listening to this podcast on the date it released, February 3rd, 2022, through the end of today, we are opening enrollment for our Facebook ads training called Learn How to Create and Run Facebook and Instagram Ads That Finally Convert. And this is a really powerful 6-week program that we're running where we're going to teach you everything that you need to know to run profitable Facebook ad campaigns that actually convert. So every week, what we're doing is we're releasing a training video inside the portal every Monday that you can watch at your leisure. Then every Thursday, we have a live call where we go a little bit deeper on the content of the live training video, and you get to ask questions with me on a Zoom call. Then we give you time to implement what you learned from that training and on the Zoom call with some tangible homework and exercises. And then we also pair it with a private Facebook community where you can ask any questions that you might have about your ads, the program, the results you're getting, etc. Now, the way it breaks down is that we start the program by teaching you the fundamentals of the Ads Manager and navigation. So we want you to understand how to use, interpret, and navigate the Ads Manager and have a really solid foundation for running ads. Then we'll spend time actually writing copy and creative that converts. So you'll learn how to create compelling copy with templates and scripts. We're gonna give you the keys to split testing. You're gonna get image templates, all kinds of cool stuff. And then in the third week, we're actually gonna go deep on what I talked about on today's podcast. So we're gonna have an entire week dedicated to how do I grow my email list with Facebook ads? An entire week dedicated to growing your email list. In the fourth week, we're gonna talk about everything technical. So you're probably curious about like, what about iOS 14 and 15 changes? How do I set up ads? How do I manage the pixel? How do I set up domains? Everything technical for ads, we're gonna spend a whole week on. Then we're gonna teach you how to grow your social media with Facebook ads. So for about a year, our Instagram was really stagnant in terms of growth until we set up a social growth system, which is super easy to do. We'll teach you how to do it. And now our Instagram grows day over day. We wake up every morning to new Instagram followers and our Instagram is growing as a byproduct. We're gunning for that 10K. And then in the wrap up of the program, what we do is we're going to teach you Facebook ads for course launching. So we're going to teach you how to get people to sign up for your challenge, your webinars, your video series, all that good stuff. And it's going to happen over the course of about 6 weeks. So you can check out all the details by going to heartsoulhustle.com/bootcamp. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/bootcamp. The price for the program is $297, and we're limiting it to 75 people max. So if you're thinking about joining, number one, enrollment closes February 3rd at midnight Eastern time, so you want to get in on it. And two, it's only limited to 75 people. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, I want to get in on it, don't sleep on this. Okay. So with all that being said, if you want to check anything out that I mentioned today, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP018. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP018. For Not Your Average podcast episode number 18, we'll have a full transcript for you, the show notes, the links that we mentioned, all that good stuff waiting for you. And we hope that you got lots of value out of this episode and that you sincerely consider running lead ads. I think they're an incredible tool. They work incredibly well, and we would love to see you absolutely crushing it with them. So that's it. That's the episode. So get out there, run some lead ads, get some results, consider the boot camp, and until next time, stay not so average.